Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With President Trump now at Walter Reed Military Medical Center after testing positive for the coronavirus and displaying what's described as mild COVID-19 symptoms, others in his orbit are coming down with the virus. His campaign manager, Bill Stepien, has now tested positive. NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports that Stepien will now lead the campaign remotely.
Stepien got tested after experiencing mild flu-like symptoms, according to Politico, which first reported the news. A campaign official confirmed Politico's reporting. Stepien is a part of a growing number of prominent Republicans and recent White House guests that have announced they have the virus. Former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway and Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis all attended a White House event last weekend and now say they've tested positive. The president and first lady were also at this event, where most of the guests did not wear masks. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
President Trump's doctor is to provide an update on his condition in about an hour. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is the latest senator to test positive. His spokesman says he tested positive yesterday but feels healthy and is not experiencing symptoms. With wildfires in California on the verge of burning through an unprecedented 4 million acres, officials in Oregon have announced that homeowners in eight counties ravaged by wildfires can get free help cleaning up. Brian Bull of member station KLCC reports on the multi-agency effort.
Besides fire, smoke, and smog, Oregonians are also endangered by contaminants in the ruins of their former homes, which can include asbestos and mercury. Lauren Wirtis of the State Department of Environmental Quality says EPA crews can come and remove dangerous materials once given right of entry.
It's not safe for an individual's health to be doing the cleanup on their own without the proper protective equipment.
The state is covering 25% of cleanup costs. FEMA is covering the rest. Wildfires have destroyed nearly 3,000 homes in Oregon so far this year. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
Heading overseas now, intense fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed area of Nagorno-Karabakh is ongoing. The BBC's Jonah Fisher reports from the main town of Stepanakert.
The shelling of Stepanakert continues this morning, and people are leaving. We watched as buses of the most vulnerable, the elderly and young families, were loaded up to go. Then a soldier called out, drones overhead, and shortly afterwards there was a loud explosion. The bus accelerated away as the relatives who'd stayed behind ran for cover. At the moment, the Armenian authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh seem to have no answer to the Azeri assault from the air. They say they want talks, but there is no sign that Azerbaijan or its backers, Turkey, feel the same way.
This is NPR. The Canadian government is easing some travel restrictions for cross-border travel from the U.S. Dan Karpinchuk reports that officials say the move is being made to help reunite families.
As of October the 8th, extended family members will be allowed to cross into Canada for compassionate reasons. The rules affect family members of Canadian citizens or permanent residents, including people who have been dating exclusively for 1 year, as well as their dependent children. It also includes adult children, grandchildren, grandparents, and siblings. Each person must apply for travel authorization before crossing into Canada.
Major League Baseball is mourning Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson. Gibson died at age 84 of pancreatic cancer. He spent his entire career with the St. Louis Cardinals and was a dominating starting pitcher. Greg Eklund has more on Gibson's career.
Gibson's best year on the mound was in 1968 when 13 of his 22 wins were shutouts. Then he set a World Series record with 17 strikeouts in the opening game of the World Series. Of the 3 years Gibson pitched in the World Series, only in 68 were the Cardinals unable to win it.
Gibson died less than a month after the death of his longtime St. Louis teammate, Hall of Fame outfielder Lou Brock. A cargo ship is chasing the International Space Station, expected to arrive on Monday with a special food delivery. Northrop Grumman launched the shipment last night from Virginia, giving East Coast skywatchers a treat. There's more fresh food than usual on board because the space station crew is expanding from 6 to 7 as SpaceX prepares for its second astronaut launch at the end of the month. This is NPR News.